Each year in December, the IRS hosts a conference for the low-income taxpayer clinics in Washington, D.C. Today on Tax Justice Warriors, I am going to review the panels that will be held at the LITC conference. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Each year, the low-income taxpayer clinic community gathers in Washington, D.C. in December for an annual conference. This year, it is Tuesday, December 3 through Thursday, December 5, and the official title is the 2020 Annual LITC Grantee Conference. Now, previously, the session for new clinic and new clinic director orientation was held on Monday, and so was the American Bar Association's low-income taxpayer representation workshop. This year, the new clinic and new clinic director orientation takes place on Tuesday morning, and then the sessions for the entire group start Tuesday afternoon and go through Thursday. So the conference will be half a day shorter this year, and on Tuesday morning, the new clinic and new clinic director orientation takes place the same time as the American Bar Association's low-income taxpayer representation workshop, which will be the Collection Due Process Summit initiative that I detailed last episode that I helped with planning and panel presentations that I will be participating in. But I am going to go through the LITC grantee conference. Generally, when there are one or two presenters, I will focus on mentioning them, but if there are going to be multiple LITC presenters, I am just going to mention the title of the program. So I am going to first go through the new clinic and new clinic director orientation. So attendance for that session is required for new clinics and new clinic directors. However, all LITC clinicians are welcome to attend those sessions. So that starts out with a welcome and introduction to the LITC program by Tamara Borland, director of the LITC program, and Jocelyn Champagne, a technical advisor for the LITC program. Next is Building a Strong LITC with Tamika Lester, associate director of the Philip C. Cook LITC in Georgia. That is followed by an introduction to Grant Solutions with Bill Beard, senior analyst for the LITC program. And Grant Solutions is software that the LITC program uses for grant reporting. There will be a break, followed by an overview on LITC reporting by Tamara Borland. Then five things you need to know about student authorizations with Susan Kadekel, analyst for the LITC program. That will be followed by a panel on currently not collectible collection triage with Dana Goldstein, a qualified tax expert for Community Legal Services, LITC in Ohio, and Lisa Spiro, director of Cal Poly LITC in California. So at that point, that is the end of the new clinic and new clinic director orientation and the low-income taxpayer representation workshop. Everyone will have a lunch break and then gather together for the rest of the conference. So it starts out with the state of the LITC program with Tamara Borland and Vanessa Sloan, the deputy director of the LITC program. Next will be a presentation on the taxpayer roadmap with Mary Claire Ramsey, the executive director of communications, stakeholder liaison, and online services at the Taxpayer Advocate Service. Next is an address by the Chief Counsel, Michael Desmond, Chief Counsel for the IRS. Following that is a panel on collection due process, current issues and opportunities. So the presenters for that panel are Aaron Stearns, Director of the University of Denver LITC, Kristen Bailey, Director of Collection Appeals at the IRS, Larry Williams, Senior Counsel, Procedure and Administration at the Office of Chief Counsel at the IRS. I will be the final panelist, and part of the presentation will be a follow-up to the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative at the Low Income Taxpayer Representation Workshop, and other parts will be looking at the state of affairs for collection due process, where we are looking at issues and opportunities, focusing on areas that could be changed or improved, and letting the group know what can be done at this point and into the future regarding systemic change with the IRS for collection due process. Then there will be a break, followed by three breakout sessions that will finish out the day. So there will be, first, taking your clinic on the road, second, partnering with enrolled agents, and third, the effective use of social media. Now, this is the final panel that I will be on at the grantee conference. So the panelists include Jennifer Gardner, the director of the Legal Aid of Arkansas LITC, Nicole Appleberry, director of the University of Michigan Law School LITC, and Shelley Rogers, chief communications officer at the University of Michigan Law School. Now, Jennifer will be speaking about her use of Facebook Live to promote her LITC to do tax education and outreach. Nicole Appleberry and Shelley Rogers will be talking about the University of Michigan's outreach and education throughout the state of Michigan for tax settlement and the various ways they used online marketing and publicity to bring taxpayers in to work with the IRS and resolve their various tax issues. I will also be speaking at the panel about this podcast, Tax Justice Warriors. I will be detailing some information that I have learned at different presentations regarding how to set up your own podcast, some of the details involved in podcasting, and giving a bit of history and background of Tax Justice Warriors. So I'm not going to go too in-depth on products to buy and all of the logistics in recording and uploading a podcast to the internet, but I will be available if people have further questions, and potentially I will do a follow-up episode of Podcasting Basics 101 if people are more interested in learning just what it would take to do your own tax or other podcasts. So that is going to finish out Tuesday, December 3rd. We turn to Wednesday, December 4th, which will start with a presentation on the Earned Income Tax Credit. Next will be an address by the National Taxpayer Advocate. That is Bridget Roberts, the acting National Taxpayer Advocate. Following a break will be three breakout sessions: W-2 versus 1099 and the gig economy. Second, self-employed expenses surviving audit. And third, creative remedies for resolving state tax issues. Now, there will be a lunch break, but there is an optional brown bag lunch for clinicians to be discussing issues related to the tax court. And after lunch, there is a panel, Views from the Bench, Practice Before the U.S. Tax Court. On the panel are four U.S. Tax Court judges: Judges Carluzzo, Panuthos, Guy, and Layden. Following that panel will be a break, and most of the judges will still be available within the three breakout sessions. So at Navigating the Tax Court Stipulation Process will be Judge Layden. At the Motion Practice in U.S. Tax Court will be Judges Panuthos and Guy. And the third breakout session will be Passport Revocation. There will be another break, and then another set of breakout sessions includes Identity Awareness and Inclusive Practices, Enhancing Your Cultural Competency to Better Serve Your Clients, and Developing Community Partnerships. Now, following those sessions will be a repeat of the morning breakout sessions. So for a second time will be an offering of the choices W-2 versus 1099 and the gig economy, self-employed expenses surviving audit, and creative remedies for resolving state tax issues. That will finish out Wednesday. So turning to Thursday, that will begin with a session on intersection of immigration and tax law. Next will be Broadening Your Impact, Partnering with Systemic Advocacy to Effect Change at the IRS. There will be a break. Then Using Taxpayer Data, Applicability of Section 7216 to LITCs. Now, Section 7216 relates to criminal penalties for tax preparers who are using taxpayer information in an improper manner. So the session sounds to be on ways the low-income taxpayer clinics need to avoid improper use of taxpayer data so that Section 7216 would not be used against them in a bad way. The second session is penalty relief, and the third breakout session is advanced federal tax litigation and the appellate practice. Included within that panel will be two different judges with the U.S. Tax Court, Judges Ashford and Erda. Following a break will be a panel roundtable discussion regarding the Taxpayer First Act with the IRS Taxpayer First Act office team. Now then, there is another optional brown bag luncheon, and this is based on the years of experience for clinicians. So clinicians with 2 to 5 years of experience will meet to discuss questions you wanted to ask but were afraid to. And then clinicians with 5 or more years of experience will meet at Keeping the Magic Alive, Staying Engaged, Thriving Amidst Retirement, Attrition, and Technological Advances. After the brown bag lunch will be a presentation of tax law update and the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act 2 years out. There will be a break and then 5 breakout sessions. These are dividing the clinics based on how the clinic program is specifically set up. So the first group is a legal services group, where the clinic receives funding from LSC, the Legal Services Corporation. The second group is a legal services group that does not receive funding from LSC. The third group is an academic group focused on law schools. The fourth is a group of nonprofits. And the fifth is a volunteer and pro bono group. There will be a break and then a panel, Engaging Your Audience, Taxpayer Education. That there was a contest for clinics to present their entries regarding outreach and education to taxpayers concerning withholding. So if they have not had enough withholding, the education was to teach them what to do to do better withholding for tax for the next tax season. So that panel will have presentations by the contest finalists, and then at the end will be closing remarks by Tamara Borland, the director of the LITC program. Now, overall, the LITC Grantee Conference provides a good variety of tax controversy and overall tax education to the community. It is a great time for clinicians to gather together, to network, discuss issues, and get to know other clinics within their state or region. It is a great time to make friends, go out to lunch or dinner, gain knowledge, make friends within the community, and learn what it means to be a tax clinic clinician. So if you are not in the LITC program, perhaps this might entice you to become involved in a clinic, to volunteer, or perhaps start working at a low-income taxpayer clinic. I do look forward to seeing everyone in Washington, D.C. It is always a good time to learn and see other clinicians. I hope you have gained some information that if you are going to the conference, it helps you make choices on what breakout sessions to go to. I look forward to seeing everyone, and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.